What up, party people? It's your boy KJ 5 to the 2. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you know where your Bible study is? It's right here. Hello. Anyway, sorry, just had to inject a little levity there. Today we are in Matthew chapter 15, and the title of this Firestarter Bible Study is Keep Asking. Keep Asking. I don't know if you're anything like me, but you come to certain points in your life where you are seeking God on something, and you really need Him to answer you. And it's something that's kind of, maybe life or death, or it might be something that's just really close to your heart. And you find yourself frustrated because it feels like God's not there. Like, He's not answering. He's not listening. The answer is taking so long. And it's not that you're necessarily praying for something selfish, per se. You're just in desperate need of God to intervene in your circumstances. And I don't know if you're anything like me. The frustration that comes from all this can be devastating. And it's the thing that we ask all the time, you know, is if God is good and He's for me and not against me, why is He taking so long to answer, especially in this situation? Now, I don't necessarily know what you're facing or you're up against, but there's a little story in Matthew chapter 15 where Jesus deals with what is called the Syrophoenician woman. And basically for basic understanding of this is, Jesus being a Jew had very little interaction with Gentiles. At least that was the cultural norm. And in this particular situation, he's found by a Gentile woman. Gentile means non-Jewish. And so she seeks him out because her daughter, I think it was her daughter, was demon-possessed. And she goes to Christ, she comes to him, and basically gets to the point, you know, and says, hey, you know, help me out here, help my daughter. And it's, if you just read it on the surface, it seems like Jesus really doesn't care, and he's kind of blowing her off. And then he answers her by basically saying, you know, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Which sounds pretty cruel in this situation. It makes you kind of scratch your head. Why would he be doing this? Well, all this really applies to where we're at. And she continues to seek him. She doesn't get fed up. She doesn't give up. She just says, Lord, help me. And in verse 28, basically says, he says, you have great faith. This is what he says to her. He says, you have great faith. Your request will be answered right then. And I have to stop and think, you know, how many of us have been in this situation where we're seeking God, we're trying to get an answer from Him, and it just seems like God is blowing us off. And realistically, that's not the case. It's not that God is blowing us off. It's just that when God keeps us in a situation where the answer is slow to come, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I'll tell you what this kind of forces me to do. Is it forces me to really seek Him that much more. And I think that's the position that God wants us to be in. God wants us to be in that position of constantly seeking Him, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is. It's not that He doesn't care about us. It's not that we don't mean anything to Him. It's just very simple. He wants to keep us in a position of complete dependence on Him, because in that, we have a right relationship. So, think about it today. It's been the Firestarter Bible Study. Check out Matthew chapter 16 tomorrow. God bless. Be a Firestarter.